CSB 91.9 FM in Santa Barbara. And it's Philip Levasseur here with The Art of Peace. And this winter, every Wednesday, 6:30, 7:30. Tonight, really exciting program. This is a recording we're playing underneath me, the Poetic Justice Project 2010 Prison Town Tour. It's called Off the Hook. And this track is I Did Nothing Wrong. And with us today is an extraordinary group of people. The Poetic Justice Project works with previously incarcerated people to help them find their voices, creativity, and to combat California's extremely high recidivism rate. Deborah Tobola is artistic director and founder of the Poetic Justice Project. And tonight she has with her actor and program manager Jorge Gill. And also another actor that's with us in the studios, Whitney Elliott. And we're going to be talking about what the Poetic Justice Project is. If you've seen our website, we had a little lead up on it. You can always check things out at kcsb.org. So through collaboration of formerly incarcerated writers, artists, musicians, and actors, Poetic Justice Project creates original theater examining crime, punishment, and redemption. Poetic Justice is a program of the William James Association, whose prison arts project provide arts programming in California prisons since 1977. The interview, this is with the folks from the Poetic Justice Project, Deborah Tobola, artistic director and founder. Deborah, welcome.
Good to be here.
Yeah, I'm very happy to have you here. I think I saw this mentioned in the Independent in January, followed my nose, and I came up with your website and some other things. Highly impressed, and especially in this show, The Art of Peace, we always interested in reconciliation, restorative justice. Of course, with the Occupy movement, that's what we call a... So let's talk about restorative justice. Let's talk about this project, which brings out the love composition. Someone who's been in prison, or it seems like this gives a lot of people a fighting chance to develop more than just the academic and the usual things of getting back out in the streets. So, Deborah, take us back and talk a little about the Poetic Justice Department in your words.
Okay, it was actually born in prison. I worked as a creative writing teacher, and then I managed an art program in the California Men's Colony in San Luis Obispo for almost 10 years, and we did theater every year. We did original theater productions, which that was really great in terms of bringing together 30 to 40 different people and crossing all sorts of barriers that are pretty rigid in prison, especially race barriers. So it was a grand collaboration, and I saw people begin to transform in front of my very eyes, and I just wished there was a program on the other side that I could send my paroling inmates to, and then I finally decided to start it myself. And so that's what we do. All of our actors have been incarcerated in either juvenile facilities, jails, state, federal or private prisons, some for a few weeks or months, others for as long as 38 years. And I think our purpose is really twofold. On one hand, we use the arts, especially theater, as a vehicle for our people to re-enter their communities. But just as important, I think, we educate our audiences as well as entertain them about issues surrounding imprisonment, rehabilitation, and reentry.
Excellent. That's Deborah Tabola, artistic director and founder of the Poetic Justice Project. And could you introduce your guests here?
Yes. Jorge Manley Hill is our program manager, and he's an actor and sometimes stage manager as well. And Whitney Elliott is an actor and singer with Poetic Justice Project.
So maybe we'll move on just briefly for both of your guests to say hi and maybe talk a little about their background. Jorge, you can have it.
Yes, thank you, Philip, for inviting us on your program. We're excited to be here. And I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Professor Ralph Armbruster Sandoval and his class from Religion and Social Movements here on campus. And I started with Poetic Justice maybe about 2.5 years ago. Some friends of mine were already involved with it, and brought together the arts and social activism, the way I saw it. You know, and those are two things that I'm quite passionate about. And given the fact that we work, you know, exclusively with formerly incarcerated people, it really spoke to me. You know, and. And yes, I qualified, so I said I was going to check this out. I met with Deborah, and we've been busy ever since.
And how long have you been busy?
I've been with them for 2.5 years. Yeah. The project has been going for about 3 years.
3 years, yes.
Okay. And Whitney Elliott, pleasure to have you. Let's hear from you, what you say.
Hi, thank you for having us. Planet of Love is a production we're working on right now, and that is going to be my second production with Poetic Justice. But I started working with Deborah in this wonderful program. I was released from prison almost 2 years ago, and when I got home, I know my being a parolee and a convict really overwhelmed my identity, and there was a lot of shame involved in that. And when I became involved in Poetic Justice Project, it built my self-esteem, and it changed my beliefs about myself. Not just a convict or a parolee, but I'm an actress, a singer, and can get out there in the community and show people that there's more to people than their mistakes.
Excellent, and very well put. So back to Deborah. You have an event coming up, and we want to talk about that, and then maybe it'll kind of open up in the umbrella of all the things that you folks are doing. I recommend people go to your website and check things out and also come to this event. There's an event coming up on Saturday, this Saturday, February 11th, and it's at the Veterans Memorial Center up in Santa Maria. And the theme of this program, forum, it's called Inside Out, Looking at Realignment. So, Deborah, you could tell us a little about it.
Okay. Recently, the state of California made the decision to release what's going to be about 33,000 state prison inmates to local jurisdictions. So that means county jails, basically. And so each county is going to respond to that in a different way. And we're having a public forum to take a look at how people are responding in our community. And I think Santa Barbara County is more progressive than many counties in California, and we have a strong restorative justice community, and we have people in that community working across lines that usually aren't crossed. Like, we have partnerships between the sheriff's department, the police department, probation, parole, and helping agencies to try and address the revolving door of incarceration. And a lot of people are aware that what we've been doing isn't really working. So our public forum is going to look at things that have happened inside and then things that are happening outside in the community and, what works. And we have people from various agencies giving 10-minute demonstrations, and then interspersed with that, we have formerly incarcerated singers, poets, and actors, and Whitney is going to be singing at that and also giving our concluding remarks. And so it's a chance for people interested in these issues to come together and learn something and hear from people who've experienced this. I read somewhere recently that if we want to know what works, I think I actually heard this on the radio somewhere, for prison reform, we should ask lifers, you know, what works, because they have the most experience inside the system. So it's kind of that idea that's an impetus for this, that we want to ask people who have been incarcerated, how, like, we want to ask Whitney, how do you stay out? What works? You know, why aren't you one of the 70% going back in to prison right now? And so I'm really excited about this day. We have many, many presentations. It's going to be a very quick moving day. We have lunch in the middle, and we're expecting a couple hundred people. And then Whitney's going to tell about the event that follows that one in the evening, because she's been working on the Bleeding Hearts Valentine Bash.
Excellent.
So on February 11th, it's a very exciting fundraiser and concert. And we've been raising getting donations from people in the community for a raffle items to raise money for our next production, Planet of Love, that I mentioned earlier. And, you know, Deborah's very humble and doesn't like to mention this, but we survive solely on, you know, grants and donations and things like that. So all the money that's coming in from all these ticket sales and the raffle items and these great, we have a great reggae band coming to play that's called Bare Feet. And then we have another band called Pray for Fire. It's all going to go towards our next productions and, you know, the costumes and the sets and everything like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be for a really good cause. And it's going to be at the Vets Hall in Santa Maria on February 11th from 6 to 10.
Excellent. So this is the second event you've put on since instituting the project?
Yes, we did Art of Justice last year, and it was so successful, and there was so much energy in the room, and people said, when are you doing this again? So this is our second one.
So must be quite a bit of logistics to put something on like this.
Yes.
And how do you draw ex-convicts and people into this program? Do you have partners in the prison system, or yeah?
Not in the prison system per se, but we go to parole and community team meetings, which are held monthly, and we try and outreach people coming out of prison. We have a lot of word of mouth, referrals from recovery programs and recovery homes. And Whitney's mom told me she should tell the story of how she auditioned at the last minute for our last play, because she had heard about our previous play Off the Hook and said, what, Whitney?
Well, I had just gotten home. I'd just been paroled, and I remember flipping through the New Times and seeing a picture of all the actors on stage, and it was mostly men, and I was sitting there with my mom in the living room, and I looked over and I said, geez, I wish they had this for women. And then that was it. That was my last kind of thought, and I went on with my life. And then a mutual friend of my mom's and Deborah's had mentioned to me that they were looking for a part of somebody who fit my description. And I went last minute on my way from home from work. I was driving home and I was thinking, geez, I don't know if I really want to do this, overcommit myself. And I decided to turn around and go. And it was one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Oh, terrific. I'm starting to feel the juice going on here with this program. It opens up people's lives. And let's talk to Jorge about his where he came about joining this, and what his work as a program manager, how does that work for you?
Well, it's been so rewarding. I'm in recovery myself, and a lot of the people that we work with are coming from that experience, and I see my role as program manager is sort of helping people along in that aspect, you know, to make sure Because it's not just about putting on a great production, which I think we do. In all humility, I think we do put on pretty powerful productions. And indeed, a part of my job is to make sure that happens. But a lot of the work of poetic justice is behind the scenes, you know, in terms of making sure people are going to their meetings or meeting with their parole officers or doing what they need to do to stay outside. You know, and so it's that kind of support network, you know, and it's not that we all do that. It's not just me as the program manager. I think we all pull together as a unit to make that happen. But certainly a lot of that, I want to always make sure that that is happening. And indeed also trying to continuous networking with the community, with the larger community, those involved in law enforcement or service agencies or just a continual foot in the door there to keep us keep our name out there in the community and to make sure that they know about us and constant referrals coming our way as well. Yeah.
And what was the initial idea for you to join this? Did you consider yourself an actor?
I had never been on stage prior to joining Poetic Justice Project. There's one of our cast members, you know, he's a long time in recovery, and he says, you know, I'm an addict. I've always been an actor, you know, and indeed that we do act, we do whatever we have to do, act however we have to act to make sure that we get by in life, you know, but I'd never been on stage before. But it's something that's always fascinated me, the arts, you know, whatever, music, dance, and theater. It's something I've appreciated. I just never looked into further, you know. I let other activities take me away, you know. But when this came about, I said, this is it. This brings together, it's not just theater for theater's sake. It's not just art for art's sake, but it's with a purpose, you know. It's with the great.
Would you say it's healing as well for most people?
That's a very good word.
Because you have a way to express things that are normally not safe elsewhere.
Correct. And we get to delve into, I mean, I think, I'll speak personally, but I think many people on the cast would resonate with that. But in the plays that we've done, we get to, we bring forth, through our characters, we bring forth aspects perhaps of ourselves that we experienced, perhaps some negative experience, some negative emotions that we get to bring forth in our characters, but we get to hold them, look at them, explore them, but they don't have to stay negative because the greater message is positive. So it is indeed healing in that way.
Excellent. That's Jorge Manley Gill, and he is a program manager. And yes.
I just wanted to say something. Before, in one of our talkbacks after our production, Women Behind the Walls, an actress that was on stage with me, it's mentioned this, and I think it's really important. When people come out of, you know, when they're in recovery, they stop using drugs, or they're coming out of institutions, it's really important to replace that behavior with something positive. You can't just stop, you know, doing drugs or just decide to stop living a certain way. You have to replace those behaviors. And so doing things like acting and singing and being a part of something positive really, really helps you replace those negative things that you've been doing, negative feelings about yourself, and change those beliefs by doing things that are really positive.
Oh, that was excellent. So, Deborah, why don't you chime in?
Okay. So people coming out of, I think especially prison, have typically a lot of barriers, job, housing, driver's license, all sorts of things. But I've heard people say, more than once, that the hardest part is feeling like they belong out there, out here with us. Like, I don't even want to go to Walmart because people will look at me and know I just got out of prison. And they just tend to isolate and keep to themselves. And Poetic Justice Project has created this family of people who have shared that experience. And you know, I think the sense of belonging cannot be overstated. And then at the same time, I think audiences come in with a lot of preconceptions about who are inmates, who are people who have been in jail and prison. And, you know, there's so much of that shown on the media, but somehow we don't get a real picture from most of those portrayals. And we have seen audiences leave in tears after performances and talkbacks. We always have a talkback after each show because they had no idea that these are the people that we're locking up and this is what happens in there. So I think it's very important that we are educating people while entertaining them about this, because after all, we taxpayers are paying, have been paying, to lock up so many people in this country, in this state. You know, I think it was Ted Koppel who said, for the amount of money we spend incarcerating an inmate in state prison, we could send him to Harvard, house him, and buy his books and tuition. So, I mean, is that really what we want to do?
And that'll be a good conversation we may even have time for about, you know, what's going on with, at least in the state, if not nationally, the possibility of programs that are like this that can change this, especially with the, you know, the pocketbook is the king right now. And, of course, we're cutting all kinds of social programs and we're still feeding into the prison industrial complex and things like that. but we're going to take a real quick break. And this is Philip Levasseur with The Art of Peace, and we are talking with the Poetic Justice Project, and we'll be right back. We're back with the Poetic Justice Project here on The Art of Peace. I'm Philip Levasseur. Collaboration of formerly incarcerated writers, artists, musicians, and actors, Poetic Justice creates original theater examining crime, punishment, and redemption. This event coming up on February 11th in Santa Maria, the theme is Inside Out, Looking at Realignment. And we're back with Deborah Tobola, Jorge Gill and Whitney Elliott and talk a little more about this extraordinary project. Just take a look around. Once again, they have this album out called Off the Hook, 2010 Prison Town Tour. So let's talk about the Prison Town Tour.
Okay.
Deborah.
Yes. We, with funding from the National Endowment for the Arts and the California State Arts Council and the LEF Foundation, we took our play Off the Hook, which had a cast of 15, to 10 prison or towns or cities that were had prisons in or near them. And that was a fabulous experience. We had enough funding for about half the cost of it, so we had to, we slept at Motel Sixes, and one time we slept at a homeless center, and then we served breakfast to the homeless the next morning. But we met just the most interesting people along the way, really appreciative audiences. Our audiences were, like in Fresno, someone said, I've never quite seen this subsection of people in the same room before in this place, because there were prison activists, you know, extreme left leaning. There were conservative faith community members. There were formerly incarcerated people. There were people in corrections or retired from corrections, people in the helping profession, friends and family of people who had been incarcerated. And it was just a marvelous undertaking, difficult at times, but I think really important, because as one mother said in one of our audiences, her son had been in and out of jail and prison. He was addicted to drugs. And she said, this is the first place I've ever been able to talk about this, because I can't talk about it out there, you know. She felt safe to discuss this, the fact that her son was a convict, basically. So we also were invited to the International Steinbeck Festival last summer. The one play we've done that wasn't one of our original works was Of Mice and Men. And that was an astonishing experience as well, because somehow it was like Steinbeck was in the room and our actors were channeling him. And that was great. And then Alcatraz, we took Women Behind the Walls to Alcatraz, spent the night in cells there, and performed it in a cell on the hospital floor. So just the invitations that we get, and we wish we could take more people up on them, but it's always a struggle. The travel, the expense of taking 15 or 20 people on the road is always challenging. But I feel like part of what we need to do is get the word out there in places other than our own home territory, which is the Central Coast.
Extraordinary. You're being invited back and you're being spread thin, but your project just speaks for itself. So did anyone want to chime in? Did you have the experiences of traveling and being on stage?
Yes, I was on the Prison Town Tour. I joined, that's when I first joined Poetic Justice Project. They had already traveled to a few cities, and I joined them. I believe, what was it?
Fresno.
Sacramento was the first city I joined them. And it was an incredible experience. It was a real, how could you say? I don't know. It really broke down barriers, as Deborah said. Our set, we would travel with our set wherever we went, and part of our set includes this bunk bed that's straight out of a prison. It's an old style bunk bed, steel bunk bed, straight out of a prison, and we'd be stopped at an intersection on our way to or from the theater. And somebody pulled up next to us and recognized where the kind of bunks. Oh, I was in prison back. It was a starting point for conversation right there in the middle of the road. But there was that you know, like you said, we could talk about it openly. you know, and it wasn't a stigma. And it was a real powerful experience, you know. And I think that opportunity, it was in Sacramento where we were able to serve homeless folks there. It really was powerful for our cast, you know, to be able to give back in that way as well, not just through the theater, but direct service. It was a powerful moment for our people that they had something to offer, you know, and the folks that were receiving the food were so appreciative, you know. And so we've had really wonderful experiences on the road. It's been challenging, believe me, traveling with about 20 people, cast and crew included. It can be challenging, you know, especially when you're on a shoestring budget. But last time
with a baby.
And they're all drug addicts and criminals.
In various stages of recovery. But it's been fun and definitely a learning experience.
For me, my most favorite show was at Alcatraz. And, you know, I can close my eyes and I can picture the cell that I was in for so long, and I can smell that smell. I can take myself back there. And when I do, if I do that, it makes me feel very ashamed and sad and small inside. But also now, like, I think about like being on the boat, going out to Alcatraz and the wind and the smell on my face. I hadn't been that happy since I can't know when. I don't remember. And it's just such a joyful feeling. And it's just as close as that when I close my eyes and take myself back to that cell. And I remember just being so happy being with everybody and just feeling so good about myself and closing my eyes and thinking, God, please let me be able to put this in a little tiny box in my heart. So whenever I feel bad about myself, I can just go back and revisit it. And that is what I do. It was so much fun being in those cells overnight, unsupervised. I brought a bunch of stories.